Welcome to St. Louis Works. This podcast is built to put a spotlight on great careers available to high school graduates and those who have some college or started college. My name is Bo Matthews, and we want to put you to work because when we all work, St. Louis works. I want to welcome from Watlow, HR Director Angel Farley, and a star employee, Joanne Peterson.
Thanks for having us, Bo.
Thanks for having us, Bo.
It's exciting because I believe that there are a lot of people out there that are looking for work.
Yes.
And they just don't know where to go to. So we hope that St. Louis Works podcast will make it and be shared to other people. If you're listening to this and going, you know, I know my sister's nephew is looking for a job. This may be a perfect opportunity. Let's talk specifically about Watlow. Just tell me a little bit about that company. It's huge, I know.
Yes, absolutely. We are actually a global organization. We were founded actually in 1922. We are a thermal systems organization. So we specialize in building industrialized heaters, sensors, and controllers.
Okay. So these are components of HVAC stuff. Is that right? Or factories, food service.
I
saw on your website. Yep.
Yes. We specialize in dialysis machines.
Wow.
We are in actually even in our cell phones. Nobody thinks that there's a heating element in cell phones. So we actually have a heating element in cell phones as well. So we are in all the markets, energy, process. We are in the food market. So we are definitely a wide global organization.
And doing a lot of things. And it's funny you mentioned the heat thing in your cell phone because my phone was just sitting in the sun the other day, in the sun, and all of a sudden it shut off.
Yeah.
And it said it's too hot. So I'm like holding it in front of my air conditioner in my car. Anyway, but we want to talk to those people that are looking for a career path, and Watlow may be that place. Watlow offers a lot of pathways for growth. And actually, Joanne, I'd like to direct that question to you. When you first started, how many years ago?
That was 6 years ago.
Okay.
So this is my sixth year.
You went in and you started as what?
I started as an operator.
Okay.
So it's machine operator. So basically, I was in the department is called mineral insulated.
Okay.
And we make the band heaters. So as an operator, you have to assemble the heater.
Okay. And that was your first
position? That was my
position.
First position.
And you've grown from there?
Yes. Yeah, so the following year, I was promoted to be operator two. So you move on from operator one to operator two. That was the next year. And then later on, I was promoted to be a senior operator. This is based on our training matrix. So the more operations you learn and be able to train new operators, we have matrices. If you do this, then you get to move on.
You definitely are working for a company that can you can
yes.
move through this company for a long time.
Yes, exactly.
That's fantastic. And what was your educational background?
I was born and raised in the Philippines, mm-hmm. and actually I had a bachelor's degree in medical technology, which is far from what I'm working right now.
Sure.
But I moved here in America in 2005 and was a stay-at-home mom for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. I had to take care of a seven-year-old and a two-year-old daughters. So I was a stay-at-home mom for a while. But in 2012, I was just ready to I think it's time for me to get a job. So my younger daughter was already in fourth grade. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll just try.
It was a
to
good
work.
Time.
And I met this friend, and she was talking about Watlow.
Wow.
And she talked so many good things about it. And she worked there for years. So right now, I think she's close to work there for 20 years.
That's amazing.
So
and
really
you're on your path
company.
To do that.
Yes.
Well, Angel, tell me, as far as qualifications, we heard about her educational background. If a college degree isn't essential, what are the qualities and experience that you're looking for in a candidate in your department?
Yeah, Joanne is a perfect example of how you can grow within our organization. As she mentioned, she started off as an operator. She quickly moved up to a lead operator. And now Joanne actually is in our design department.
In design, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
The story is different because as operator, they look at the training matrix. But to be a lead operator, you have to apply for the job. So there's always like opportunities open up, you know. So when I saw there's opening for a lead operator, and my friend said, "Oh, you can do that," so I tried it. So I got the job. But it was go ahead.
No, as you mentioned, your education has nothing to do with where you're at now.
Yes,
but this is your passion now.
Yes, it is, and like I said, I've applied for the job for lead operator, and that's when you're a designer, it's even a complete different thing, you know, because I'm operator and then you go designing, and this is for designer for a different kind of heater. So it's really like a big step, but mm-hmm. you know, Botlow is there to there's always available things to further your career.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And you wanted to add to that?
Well, I was just going to say, based on Joanne's example, we look for people with an open mind and an open heart. If you're willing to learn, as in Joanne's example, she didn't have a degree that related to, you know, we're an engineering and manufacturing organization, but she didn't have a degree that matched that. But what we like to do is to train and mentor our team members who want to grow within our organization. We want people to be successful. We want to grow as an organization. And in order to do that, we do realize it's important that we build our own within. And so that's exactly. one of the goals that Wallow has, is to make sure that once we get great team members like Joanne, that we give them a pathway to success.
And then you see that in her.
Absolutely.
She's got so much more to offer.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is all about an I want to versus an I have to.
I love
If
that.
You want to be successful, Wattlow's goal is to continue to make that happen and give you the tools that you need just to do that.
And that's what St. Louis Works podcast is all about
Absolutely.
Getting to those people. If you've got your earbuds in and you're hearing this and you're thinking, I'm not happy in my job. I want to be more like Joanne. I want to be passionate when I wake up in the morning. Now, you are a great example on being able to move through the company. But Angel, it seems as if training for success is part of Wattlow's success. Let's talk about the certificates or the certifications that you have and steps employees can take, let's say, from entry-level position to their next. Do you guys keep track of that?
We do, actually. So Joanne mentioned the training matrices that we have. We do a great job. Our team leaders do a great job of what we call an immersion plan. Again, we want to make sure it's kind of like what we call a roadmap. And so, right, you want directions on if you're going someplace, you want to know how to get there.
Yep.
Some people want to know every step on how to get there. And so Wattlow does a great job of creating these immersion plans or roadmaps to give to our team members so that they have an idea of what the opportunities are, mm-hmm. as well as how to get there.
And the benefits.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because, right, we always want to know what's in it for me.
Sure, right.
I want to be here, but I also want to know what's in it for me. It's just not about the paycheck. It's about the environment and the culture that Wattlow is really working hard at creating. And so we have a lot of training that we give to our team members that a lot of it is free, quite frankly. But if there's an opportunity for them to go outside of Wattlow to get that certification or to get that extra training, we are definitely behind those team members as well and want to make sure that they're getting exactly what they need to, again, be successful. Obviously, we want them to grow within Wattlow. And the way to get them to do that is to create the environment where they know that they can, that they're supported and that they'll have the tools to get to the next level.
And there's a big opportunity here in St. Louis because as the mission of this podcast is, when we all work, St. Louis works.
Absolutely.
When you heard about this podcast and program, what interested you about it?
I was excited about it because with the unemployment rate being as low as it was, it is really difficult to find team members with the skill sets that we need.
Yep.
As we look out towards the future, we realize that there are some serious skills gaps that exist.
True.
And as an organization, right, we want to figure out how do you fulfill those skill gaps that exist today. And so when we heard about St. Louis Works, we realized this was a great partnership that we would have. We could get the word out to more, hopefully more than just the St. Louis area, right? As we look for those talented team members to join our team.
That's what's wonderful about this podcast. It's a tool that can be shared to somebody in Nebraska,
Absolutely.
Nevada, Massachusetts, and they're like, you know, St. Louis, they do have beer.
No, it
is a great place to live.
Absolutely.
And the more people are working, you know, what's the saying? The idle mind is the devil's handiwork. If you're idle
right.
in where you're at in life, whether it's career or personal, it's the worst thing.
Absolutely.
You need to get focused on something, and that's where St. Louis Works, I think, is really going to be powerful.
Yes.
And hopefully we can bring some really good candidates to you guys because it's a growing company. You've been around since 1922. You're almost 100 years old.
Yes, almost 100 years old.
You didn't get that doing the wrong thing, did
that's
you?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. There's not many companies that can say that they've been around for almost 100 years and still growing.
Absolutely. And still growing. That's the thing.
That's right.
Especially with the new technologies. Let me bring this question to our star employee, Joanne. What advice would you have for somebody listening to this podcast right now, St. Louis Works, that are thinking, man, I don't think I don't know if I can do this. I mean, you came from a different country. You are a mom. You're busy. It can be done, correct?
It could be done.
You're
for
proof.
Sure. Yes, and I've seen this, not only me, but like I've said, there are other people, other team members in Whatlow that have inspired me. All you got to do is like just work hard. And, you know, if you follow the rules, like do what is right, and the company will be there to support you.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you both very much.
Absolutely.
This is so impressive. Whatlow, powered by possibility. And as you're listening and we're closing out St. Louis Works, this podcast, our very first, by the way, you have to ask yourself, gosh, could I go to work at Whatlow? Could I retire at Whatlow? I mean, this, you know, when you get into a path and you can grow with a company, that's pretty impressive. It really is. Well, Angel, Joanne, thank you very much for joining us today on St. Louis Works. We know when we all work, St. Louis Works. If you would like more information, by the way, share this podcast with anybody and everybody.
Yes.
But for more information on St. Louis Works opportunities, visit St. Louis Works at KMOX.com/works. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you so much.